We were talking about cashering and getting the kitchen ready for Pesach. We'll do a few more miscellaneous items in terms of those kitchen preparations. So we had spoken about cashering a sink using the hot rack or the heating element. Many poskim do say that that type of cashering is not necessarily required for a sink, and they treat a sink similar to any iroi roiskin, which hot water is flowing from a kli rishon, but it's not literally considered on the fire because that's only where the boiler is, and therefore you could, if you cannot use this hot rack method or you don't have a pot that has a heating element in it, you could rely on the poskim that say just take a pot to a rolling boil and pour from the iroi kli rishon of the rolling boil onto the sink, every surface. One more thing to note is that when you do pour, you have to get a direct pour from the heating element, from the pot, straight onto every surface of the sink and not allow it to flow. The flow over from one area of the sink to the other does not kasher the second area that it hits. Another thing to note is that Sephardim have certain leniencies when it comes to kashering items. And number one, that is, they're not going to work with how an item absorbed chametz during the year just once or twice. They need to kasher only through something's primary use with chametz. And that gives a little bit of a leniency. Let's say you have a hot plate or a blech. Normally, chametz is not used directly on a hot plate or a blech. Usually it's in pots or pans or tins, but sometimes something spools on it. Sometimes somebody might just place a piece of bread on it for it to get a little crusty. But since its primary use is not for direct contact with the chametz, an iroi kli rishon would work for that. It does not have to be blowtorched. It does not have to reach to become red hot. An iroi pouring directly from a kli rishon onto it would suffice. Another leniency that Sephardim would have with regards to kashering is that they hold that plastics may be kashered. Glass, plastics, things that Ashkenaz hold cannot be kashered, the Sephardim do hold could be kashered, and they would have to be kashered similar to the ways that it was used, just like Ashkenaz does. Just that Ashkenaz holds that plastics, all these man-made materials, cannot be kashered. According to the Sephardim, they could be kashered in the same way that they were used. Something to remember to kasher is a woman who wears rings, especially if she wears rings while she bakes and cooks and makes food throughout the year. That ring very easily does absorb chametz, and that chametz could get into the Pesach Dikah food that she's making while she's wearing that ring. And therefore, it's a good idea to kasher the ring. The kashering the ring just has to be poured from a kli rishon or dumped into the pot when it's boiling, and that would suffice. Again, it should be cleaned ahead of time and not used with any hot chametz within 24 hours before pouring the hot water onto it. Dentures and braces. We don't assume that these are used with anything too hot that would make it actually absorb flavors of chametz, so they don't actually need kashering. But dentures and braces, people that wear those should not use them with hot chametz food within 24 hours of the Zman Isser, from the time that chametz becomes Usser on Erev Pesach morning. So pretty much from the morning or almost noon of the day before Pesach, before Bir Chametz, before Erev Pesach, they should not be used with hot chametz, hot oatmeal, etc. They then should be brushed very, very well and rinsed preferably with a hot drink. Towels and tablecloths that are used throughout the year with chametz are okay to use on Pesach if you go and give them a proper wash in the washing machine using hot water and detergent. Even though stains may not come out, stains are not chametz, it's just a coloration. If after the wash comes out, you do still see some physical piece that remained on the towel, whatever, remove that piece. But anything that got absorbed into the towel gets completely, totally ruined in the wash, and you could use towels, even though many people have a minute to change the towels. It's not Pesachic to have the same towel that you use all year, but technically and halachically, you could use the same towel and tablecloth that you use the whole year, assuming that it's a fiber material that could be properly washed in the washing machine with detergent. Plastics and man-made materials that cannot properly be washed, they get a good scrub. And anyway, you should cover these things. They can't be kashered. You cover them with some additional plastic. And once they were cleaned, then you have one more plastic separating them. You're good to go. Last thing to note about kashering. Kashering has to take place before the Zman Isser, before Chametz becomes forbidden on Erev Pesach. Because once Chametz becomes forbidden on Erev Pesach, the tiny, tiny particles and the essence and the flavor that's in the kelim become chashuv, they become important. And therefore, kashering must take place when they are unimportant, from before the Zman Isser takes place. So somebody should make sure to take care of all the kashering things before Erev Pesach morning when the Isser kicks in. What happens if you could not do that? Let's say you're visiting an Airbnb, a hotel, you arrive someplace and you want a kasher. Again, there is a problem with this, so therefore you should not rely on the kashering itself. It is a nice thing to kasher the sink in a hotel, in an Airbnb, as an added precaution, but you cannot really properly rely on it, since chametz may have been there Erev Pesach and even on Pesach itself from a previous guest that was there before you. So even though b'di'evet, if an item was not used within 24 hours of chametz, it could be kashered b'di'evet on Pesach if you could not do it beforehand. However, you should not rely on that lechatchila, and you should treat anything in a hotel as if it's not kosher Pesach. Only use the sink if it's used with cold water, and you should not let anything that's hot come into direct contact with surfaces, even if you do go ahead and kosher them on Pesach itself. We'll talk more about using hotels and Airbnbs in the next year.